Here we go. I am joined on Zoom by Ben from Billy Talent, whose band not only just put out brand new music, a song called End of Me, but it's off of an album called Crisis of Faith that comes out January 21st of 2022. When I saw that release date, Ben, I went, geez, they're waiting all the way till 2022. And then I realized we're in the ninth month of 2021. Yeah. And then I thought, why does it feel like this year has flown by and yet at the same time taken forever? So why don't we start there? You know, in the second year of a pandemic, how's your pandemic been? I feel weird asking a question like that because it feels like I'm asking, it's like how a teacher would ask you going back to school, how'd you spend your summer vacation? Yeah. I'd love to know how it's been to you and what you've done with it.
Well, it's been the hardest 2 years of my life, that's for sure. When your entire industry is completely obliterated and all of your friends and family and, or not family, but peers, you know, and all the men and women that you work with behind the scenes and in venues and, your touring crew, you know, when they're all completely and indefinitely out of work, is really hard, to try to stay positive, and stay, you know, optimistic. So, in that regard, it's been very challenging, albeit that tunnel was very long and very dark for a very long time. But now we're starting to see the light. So that's exciting. And I think that's breathing new life into, you know, encouraging people to keep going. And the flip side of that is, you know, I became a dad. And so my daughter was 6 months when the pandemic kind of hit. And so I have had the blessing for me is being able to be home and get to be with her every single day and watching her grow and being home for all like the, you know, the hallmark moments of the first step and first words and just being able to take care of her has been the best.
What's it meant for you creatively? You individually, you guys as a band, like, did it mean more creativity or did it mean for a little while, like you kind of spin your tires a little bit because everything that would breed creativity yeah. for you typically is so off the table.
That's a good question. Yeah, no, it was, I think we were quite fortunate in a lot of regards because the majority of the music was written before the pandemic. And so we were going to go into, not fully, but it was like a lot of it was realized. And then when the pandemic hit, we couldn't kind of record, we didn't record the whole record. So we were kind of recording as we went. So then when we went to go record the second batch of songs, we had to do it individually. Because of the new world, and so Ian and I had a lot of time to work on the lyrics together and kind of really fine tune them, you know, and make sure that they were the best they could be. So I was lucky in that regard, and also because Ian's like the main songwriter, guitar player, producer, genius of the band, you know, it was nice that I got to get familiar with the songs on a more like I had a longer time to kind of process them and understand them and develop my own relationship with them. Mm-hmm. So when you're asking about creativity, like, yeah, there was some of that, like in the beginning, like we were lucky enough to kind of finish all the lyrics and then I got to track them. And, but I'm finding that creativity was a hard thing to, cause it's usually inspired by intangibles, right? Like there's things that kind of either you see or in passing or you hear something, you notice something and it's just like, oh, that's interesting. That kind of lends itself to whatever. And when you're just kind of trapped in your house or, you know, and trying to just kind of get through the days. Yeah. Inspiration and creativity seem to, this is after the record was done. I kind of felt like I was like a little stagnant there for a while and was just trying to take care of the task at hand.
Well, I think we all kind of wondered that as rock fans, you know, we wondered what it was going to mean, you know, for our favorite rock bands and our favorite rock stars, like, you know, like if that was going to mean that there was a bunch of pent up aggression and that we were going to get a ton of like pandemic, you know, art and creativity and music, or if it would mean that things would be a little bit weird coming out of it. You guys come out with, you know, this album and with Rivers from Weezer, which is pretty freaking cool. You called that a full circle moment for, you know, for you guys as a band. They always say don't meet your heroes. Clearly that's not entirely true because you got to meet one of yours and make a song with them. And how great was that? Tell me about that.
Well, I won't lie to you. I didn't meet him. I've never met him. but it was, excuse me. Yeah, it was one of those things where we had the song written. Ian had this, like Ian, the loose working title was called Hendrix Weezer because it kind of sounded like a little Hendrixy and like a big Weezer kind of mid 90s alt rock vibe to it. Like a big Pinkerton headbanging kind of like, you know, had a cool groove to it. So, excuse me. So I ended up, so Ian and I worked on the lyrics and we finished the song. We were very happy with it. I sang it, we mixed it, we mastered it, it was done, finished. And then a couple months later, while I was sitting there, it's just like, we should ask Rivers to sing on it. It would be perfect. And we've never done a collaboration with anybody, so we don't know how it works or whatever. So we jokingly were talking about it in the band. And then it was literally, we sent our manager the song. He sent it to Weezer's manager, who was familiar with the band. And he really loved the song. And he sent it to Rivers. We didn't hear anything for like 5 or 6 weeks. Oof. Yeah, and then you just think, okay, well, it's like, okay, well, we tried. And then he sent the song back. And he, you know, he just did his part and loved the song. And yeah, so for us, it was just like this, you know, to have been a band back in that time when Weezer first came out and seeing the impact that they had and are still doing it today, which is a testament to them as a band and Rivers as a songwriter, that, you know, like if you would have told us that in like 95 that we'd have Rivers coming on and sing one of our songs 20 years from now, you know, it's just like it would have seemed impossible. So for us, it's like we are literally still pinching ourselves, and we're so happy. And now that you hear it and you hear him on the record, or sorry, on the song, like you can't think of him not being on the song. You know what I mean? It just fits. It fits perfectly, and he did such a great job, and we're beyond thrilled.
We talk about full circle moments like that and artists like that. Do you have like a little bit of a wish list? Like, or you know what I mean? Like, and maybe Rivers from Weezer is so far out there and such a full circle moment that you don't even necessarily put it on the list. But do you have artists like that where you're like, geez, man, I would love to work with blank.
Eddie Vedder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have the utmost respect for him as a person, and him as a frontman, and him as a singer, and him as a songwriter. I just think he's the cat's meow. I think he's he's just, you know, and of all the bands at that time, you know, he's kind of the last man standing in a lot of ways, you know. And he's just, yeah, I just have a tremendous amount of respect for him. So if there was ever an opportunity to do something with him, I would very much jump at that opportunity.
I'm gonna ask you a big question, like an overarching one. Does music become more important when the world is as split as it is? As a dude who makes music for a living and also a guy who enjoys the hell out of music, I'm assuming, yes. You know, when division is like the overarching theme right now and they're trying to split us into camps constantly, it feels like, you know, do you feel like music becomes even more important on a level like that because it is some common ground in theory?
It's a good question. And I would hope the answer would be yes, because music is the thing that binds us all together. And regardless of what genre or what age group you are, or where you are geographically on the planet, music is the constant, you know, it connects all of us. And, you know, when you play shows and you're playing a show in like Russia, or, you know, in St. Petersburg, or you're in Cape Town in South Africa, or you're in Edmonton, or you're in Los Angeles, you know, no matter that connection and that thing that happens, regardless of your geographic or your language barriers, whatever it is, that thing is so pure and so innate. And that connection of just closing your eyes and being both on behind the mic and in front of the mic, you know, it's like you feel that energy and that transcendent moment where it just like, everyone is singing along and everyone is feeling the same thing in real time. You know, that's the beauty of music. And that's why we do it, is for those moments, you know? So when you're talking about unifying, that to me is when it's unifying, is when everyone's together and we haven't been able to do that, right? So it's a hard question to answer, but I would say that I would hope that people turn to music and that it will help bring people back together again, both figuratively and literally.
I think that's kind of the hope, right? Is, you know, I'm not naive enough to think that, like, you know, one rock show or a series of them, you know, will solve all the world's problems. But it sure feels like if we had a little more common ground, like it sure couldn't hurt. Like maybe what we do need is a couple of rock shows, because you take away that common ground for the better part of 2 calendar years. How can people possibly, without the ability to congregate and go, hey, we're a lot different, but you and I both really enjoy this band that's up on stage screaming at us right now. Like, how are we expected to be unified when we don't get to do things like that?
You said that perfectly. I have nothing else to add other than I completely agree. You know, it has been a very challenging year in so many different facets and capacities. But yeah, like that aspect of missing that feeling, I think that once hopefully things start improving in the coming months from now, that and we can get back to that, we'll rediscover that love and that feeling and want to perpetuate that, both within this circle of like being at the venue type thing and also leaving the show. Like I remember as a kid going and seeing shows, and it would literally, I would not be able to stop thinking about it for weeks afterwards. You know what I mean? I would just recall and recount and feel like just, you know, and that to me is, you know, what a beautiful thing. And to not be able to do that with other people, strangers, you know, it's a part of society that you know, that trivial pursuit piece is missing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, but really looking forward to feeling what that feels like and to seeing the impact of that once it goes back in, you know?
One thing I've loved, you know, on our radio show, we've made an effort to talk about it, not only our own, but ask people about theirs, has been what we call mental health cheat codes. Much like in a video game where you would have a cheat code, if you press the right series of buttons, you would, you know, in theory, unlock a different experience. And we've tried to talk about, you know, just different ways to keep ourselves sane in the midst of all of this and just what's been working for our mental health. And so, you know, I've asked numerous different musicians as we've all kind of come out of the woodwork here, hopefully towards the end of things, what's helped keep you sane? Like, do you have a mental health cheat code? For myself, it was meditation. And I felt like that really helped keep me balanced a little bit. Do you have a mental health cheat code?
I don't, other than, you know, I've been trying to practice meditation as well and trying to go inwards and calm in some of the storms, so to speak. But, you know, this has been a really hard year, and I'm not going to lie to you. I've gone pretty dark at times and, have seen some sides of me that I didn't think were there, you know, and it's interesting when you take pause and when you feel like that weight of all of this just is so heavy that it's hard to kind of see yourself sometimes or to see light, you know? But for me, I think talking is really important, whether it be with, a loved one or someone you trust or someone you can confide in. Like a simple, you know, to be completely honest with you, I would check in on other people. And I think that gave me a lot of strength. I would call my friends and people in the industry who I know are out of work, and just to check on them and just to, you know, have a chat or have a laugh and tell some stories. And I think that by people just reaching out to each other and letting them know that someone's thinking about you, I think that is I think that's a very powerful thing, you know, to let you know, like, hey, I'm thinking of you and I love you and you're going to be okay, you know? So I try to do that as much as possible, but I think whatever can get you through the day and provide you with some perspective, I think is really important to try to find that individually. So whatever your cheat code is, so to speak, you have to try to use that more now more than ever, you know?
I love that. I know you got a busy day, so I got one more for you. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about Norm Macdonald as a Canadian, because we lost the great Norm Macdonald this week, who was not only a great Canadian, one of the funniest dudes ever, friggin' ever. You got a Norm memory? Like, if I say Norm Macdonald, what comes to mind? Did you meet him? Did you have moment of his that you loved?
No, I would have liked to have met him, but no. And it is terribly sad. And, you know, obviously thoughts go to his family and his friends. But yeah, no. I mean, I think for me, growing up the age I'm at, like, and being like a Saturday Night Live kid, you know what I mean? Like watching Weekend Update, like that was the most brilliant, like he was, no one could ever do what he did on that, you know? And that's, I always attribute, not so much his stand-up stuff, but he's always just he's like a mainstay on Saturday Night Live, you know, for me. So yeah, I don't have any specific moment other than Weekend Update was always funny.
Hell yeah. Awesome. Ben, appreciate your time. Again, Billy Talent's End of Me is the single featuring Rivers from Weezer. It's out right now off an album January the 21st, 2022. We get Crisis of Faith. Thanks for your time, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, dude. And great questions, and stay safe out there, and hopefully see you somewhere down the road.